The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Frank R. Coleman. He's author of the book To Russia for Love, The American Man's Best Option. Frank writes in his book, the opportunity for men of all industrialized countries has never been greater to plunder Russia's treasures than it is at this time. And, of course, you mentioned that the Russian women are looking for American men because of the standard of living here and the opportunities for their children. Is that right, Frank?
Yeah, I would think that most Russian women are looking for a future for their kids, and
right.
Certainly don't have it there.
Now, you don't mention at all that they're necessarily looking for a better caliber of man than they can find in Russia, just a better caliber of living standard.
Well, you know, there are many good men there.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the attrition that they had through wars, and they have a tremendous alcoholism problem there, mm-hmm. seems like most of the good men are are married.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after Perestroika, a lot of the men just never learned how to make a living.
Right.
And they have a mortality rate of about 54.8 years.
Yikes. Well, what's your wife's name?
My name is Tatiana. Hi.
Hi, Tatiana. My name is Tom Ishke. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Real good, thank you. Do you think American men are about as fine a caliber as you can find anywhere in the world, and that American women are spoiled?
You know, I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't say that all American women are spoiled, as well as I wouldn't say that all American men are fine.
Uh-huh.
I think that they are, you know, we have a very nice proverb in Russian that in any family you have an ugly person.
Yeah.
Can you understand this?
Yeah, so there's nothing really particularly spectacular about American men or American women. They're just.
I wouldn't tell this. No. I would just say that it's possible. There are much more opportunities to find good men here in America for Russian women than to find nice men in Russia right now, at this moment.
Right.
And I just would tell this.
Uh-huh. And are the majority of Russian women looking for a better standard of living?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're looking to get the heck out of there?
Excuse me?
Well, they want to get out of Russia.
I wouldn't tell this. I wouldn't tell this because not just get out of Russia.
But more money is nice.
More money.
Yeah. And money...
It wouldn't hurt to have more money in Russia, you know. Because many people, they just work and work all of their lives, and they just don't get anything.
Uh-huh.
By the time when they're old people.
How are things working out for you here? Are they better financially than they would have been in Russia?
Sure.
What's different in your life, in your standard of living?
You know, I worked as a director. My last job in Russia was, I was a director of a firm, and I would say that I made very good money for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
By Russian standards, it was very good money. But it wasn't enough, because I worked like a horse. I worked very hard.
Like a horse?
Yeah, like a horse.
Yeah.
Because I spent at my job much more time than I had to spend there.
Uh-huh.
And it took much of my my strength.
Are you working now?
You know, now I don't work, and
Better.
What?
That is better. and yet you have more money.
You know,
that's a good deal.
I do alterations here, actually.
Alterations?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that Frank is pretty much the spiritual leader in your relationship?
Yes.
He is. So he's kind of the guidepost for you spiritually and in spiritual matters.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How are things going spiritually in the old relationship?
In our relationship,
yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. How old
very
are you?
Good. I think that I'm 31 years old.
How old's Frank?
He's 48.
48?
Yes.
All right. Have you had any kids?
Yes, I have a daughter. She's 10 years old, and she's doing fine in America. And I think that this is the first thing why I had to come here.
That was the first reason, was to get the 10-year-old into this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all mothers are looking for a future for their children.
Uh-huh. And, you know, my daughter and I...
And some have to make sacrifices in order to do that, right?
Well, that's true. You sacrifice, and you know, there are a lot of women that don't marry the right guys, too, just to get out of Russia.
That didn't happen here, though.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah. So far, so good. How old is the marriage?
We just got married in June.
June, okay. And you know a lot of guys who have gotten found themselves a bride in Russia?
Quite a few.
Yeah. Everything...
And, you know, actually, we have one man right here. This is the husband of my Russian girlfriend here, oh. And he's here. And if you want, you can have an interview with him.
One interesting thing is you mentioned one of your friends in the book here, Frank, and what he loved about Russian women when he was over there was they would pack his bags for him whenever he went anywhere.
That's true. And
that's
that fella never ended up getting married.
Oh.
He's still a bachelor and...
Do they cook all your meals for you? Pretty much?
Well, tonight we ate out here at the house, and I actually did the grilling.
Oh, well, grilling, guys always do that. But she's pretty much making the meals the rest of the time?
Yeah.
How about the cleanup stuff? She handling that?
She does most of it.
Yeah. How about in terms of laundry, that sort of thing? She covering that pretty much?
Well, it's about a 50-50 thing.
Oh, come on, Frank.
No, really.
Okay. All right. And you say there are a bunch of other Russians around there?
We have quite a few Russian-American couples that are friends.
That are over there?
Yeah, well, right now we just have one other couple here.
Okay. Well, hang tight. We might chat with them briefly. We're going to take one more break and be right back with you. Hang on.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.